Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday. So I was talking today to one of my patients. He came in for his cardiac scan, and I needed him to empty out his pockets, and he just kept emptying out his pockets, and he had so much stuff in all of his pockets, and he was kind of grumbling why he had so much stuff. And he said, well, my wife left her pocketbook in the car, so I had no place to put all my stuff. So I thought about it, and I actually started to laugh. I gave him a little tray to put all his stuff in. And I said, what do you mean your wife left her pocketbook in the car and you have no place to put all your stuff? He goes, well, I put all my stuff in her pocketbook and she carries it around for me. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this poor lady has to drag all of this stuff that he's putting down in her purse or bag on her shoulder. And I thought about what I was going through when my kids were young. I have two boys and a husband. And anytime we traveled or went anywhere, they would stuff all their stuff, their phones, their keys, whatever, in my purse. And then I would wonder, because I hang my purse or bag on my right shoulder, why I was having right shoulder and neck pain. Gee, I was carrying everybody else's weight on my shoulder. So I actually told this patient of mine, I was laughing and said, when I see your wife today, I'm going to actually ask her to probably invest in a smaller pocketbook or purse so that she doesn't have to carry your stuff around for you. And the story comes around like this. It kind of relates to, we're holding everybody else's weight on our shoulders. We feel like we are responsible for everyone else's responsibilities, holding their weight, their troubles, their problems. To some extent, yes, we do hold responsibility. Yes, like if you have small children who are helpless, or a dog like mine, he's helpless. It's my responsibility to take care of them and do things until they can do stuff on their own. Pets will never do stuff on their own, obviously, but people, children, husbands, kids, wives, loved ones, friends, everything at the end of the day, it is their responsibility to take care of their struggles, their baggage. We are there to support them. If we stuff everything in our pocketbooks, purses, bags, and carry it on our shoulders, we're going to actually start holding more weight in our mind and our bodies. Physical stress, mental stress, it's all connected. So stop and think what you can help your loved ones with, what you can do to help them, and what you need to do to let go of things you have no control over. You have no control over a lot of things. Only that person can take care of it at the end of the day. So I call it the worry wart syndrome. The worry wart syndrome, where we're holding it on our shoulders and starting to round our shoulders, because when we get stressed, we round our shoulders, we're holding the weight, getting neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain, posture is getting bad. So next time someone tries to stuff something in your bag, perhaps hand them their own bag and say, you can hold your own struggles. I'm here to support you. I'll help you carry it for a little while if you need some help. But at the end of the day, it is their responsibility to take care of the stuff. You take care of your stuff in your purse, bag, pocketbook, and let them take care of their stuff. Be there to support them. Let go of the things you have no control over. And just notice how much more time and energy you will have to use all of that on things that you love. and you'll be actually pain-free. We're holding on to a lot of things that we don't need to hold on to, the things that we have no control over. We do have control over who puts what into our pocketbooks, women. Yes, we do. Hand them a backpack, hand them a purse, whatever. Let them carry their stuff, everyone. Until next time, happy Friday. Love it. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Prana Health, Wellness, and Yoga. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private group called Living Healthy, Living Well, giving tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. If you would also like to learn more about my coaching sessions, group, individual, and yoga sessions, group and private, visit my website, www.pranahealthpc.com. All of these will be in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.